Take a copy of the Word of the Lord and turn to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14, this morning, coming from the fact that the Paul and Barnabas have been preaching, and now, as it said in the last chapter, verse 51, they have gone now to Iconium. And that's where we pick up in this, their first missionary journey. The missionary journey of Paul. So Acts 14, we'll be reading the entire chapter, verses 1 through 28. Beloved, hear now as we read the Word of God. In Iconium, they entered the synagogue of the Jews together and spoke in such a manner that a large number of people believed, both of Jews and of Greeks. But the Jews who disbelieved stirred up the minds of the Gentiles and embittered them against the brethren. Therefore they spent a long time there, speaking boldly with reliance upon the Lord, who is testifying to the word of His grace, granting that signs and wonders be done by their hands. But the people of the city were divided, and some sided with the Jews, and some with the apostles. And when an attempt was made by both the Gentiles and the Jews with their rulers to mistreat and to stone them, they became aware of it and fled to cities of Lycaonia, Lystra, and Derbe, and the surrounding region. And there they continued to preach the gospel. At Lystra, a man was sitting who had no strength in his feet, lame from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man was listening to Paul as he spoke, who, when he had fixed his gaze on him and had seen that he had faith to be made well, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he leaped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they raised their voice, saying in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have become like men and have come down to us." And they began calling Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates and wanted to offer sacrifice with the crowds. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they tore their robes and rushed out into the crowd, crying out and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We are also men of the same nature as you, and preach the gospel to you, that you should turn from these vain things to a living God, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them." And the generations gone by, he permitted all the nations to go their own ways, and yet he did not leave himself without witness, and that he did good and gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. Even saying these things, with difficulty they restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. But Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having won over the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. But while the disciples stood around him, he got up and entered the city. The next day he went away with Barnabas to Derbe. After they had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, that is, Pisidian Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, "Through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God." When they had appointed elders for them in every church, having prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. They passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. When they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, from which they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had accomplished. When they had arrived and gathered the church together, they began to report all things that God had done with them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. And they spent a long time with the disciples. And that is the word of the Lord. So now in Iconium, Paul and Barnabas entered a synagogue. They preached the gospel. Many believed, both Jews and Gentiles. And yet many were driven to division because of some of the unbelieving Jews. It says here the disbelieving Jews. And as Paul and Barnabas remained faithful in their preaching, that led them to be mistreated, and they were about to be stoned or put to death by stoning. But before that, they got word of it, and they were able to flee to some of the other cities in that area. And they continued preaching the gospel. At Lystra, they were used by the Lord to heal a lame man, and people believed them because of this to be gods. Zeus and Hermes. But when Barnabas and Paul heard about this, they tore their robes. They pleaded with them that they would stop these things. They were only men just as they were, and they were calling them to believe the gospel that had been preached to them and to turn to the living God and away from these false gods. Because the living God is the God who is the creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is within it. And they struggled to restrain the crowds from offering worship and sacrifices to them. It was during this time that those Jews from where they had been before, Antioch, Pisidian Antioch and Iconium, who had disbelieved, and there was division between them and the apostles and the Jews who disbelieved. That's when these Jews from Iconium and Pisidian Antioch came. They traveled. They were searching Paul and Barnabas out, and they talked these people from Lydia, I think it's Lydia, one of these cities, to come and get Paul. And Paul there was taken, and he was stoned. And yet they thought he was dead. Usually when you stone someone, they die. And it was only through the strength and protection of Yahweh that he was able that same day, even though he was drug out of the city, they thinking he was dead, he was that same day was able to stand. Can you imagine that? And the next day he was able to travel with Barnabas to Derbe. And it was from this time that Paul and Barnabas reversed their track. They went back to those churches that they had already been to Derbe. They went back and they went to Lystra and Iconium and Pisidian Antioch, even where those Jews were who persecuted and who stoned Paul. They went back to those churches, and they were building up and training those disciples, and they were confirming them in their work that they were doing there in their cities, and they were putting things in order. Verses 20, we see that in 21 through 23, and they continued saying. And Paul would have been speaking about, you know, being mistreated and being stoned. And he said, through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And so he's teaching them, don't lose heart. Continue preaching the gospel even in your city. Even though we're not here, continue proclaiming the gospel that you have believed. And they were appointing elders in every city in which they had been gone to, the churches they had planted, and commended them to the Lord, having prayed and fasted with them. And they went all the way back to where they started this missionary journey, back to Antioch, which was north of Jerusalem. And this, again, was the first missionary journey of Paul. And he and Barnabas reported all the things that the Lord had done through them to the church, to the disciples, in the church, both Jews and Gentiles in one flock, and how the Gentiles are being brought in. And we'll see in the next chapter how there is further division about that and the contention about that, Gentiles being brought in. What we learn from this chapter, though, is that the gospel must continue, even if it means that we be persecuted. Now, we might not be persecuted like Paul, stoned, but it is yet still possible that it might come to that. Here, people were dying. We'll see more people. Stephen's already died. Others have died. And we need to keep in mind that those who are proclaiming the gospel too, that they are not just dying physically. They are dying eternally. And they will die eternally unless they have the gospel preached to them. And so that should give us courage, knowing that our bodies, though they rest in the graves, even though we die physically, they will be raised up in Christ because He was raised. And so we should have no fear of death, for there is no fear in judgment, as 1 John 4 says. And so that we should continue taking the message of the gospel, knowing that it may claim our lives, but At the very least, we will suffer and be persecuted through many tribulations. It wasn't just for them to hear this. It's for us to hear. Through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for the gospel. We thank you that it was boldly preached through Paul and Barnabas, and that the gospel was going out through the nations through which people like us, being the disciples through the generations, have heard the gospel because of what they were doing here in Acts. And it wasn't just to the Jews, it was to the Gentiles. We thank you that 2,000 years later, because of what you were using them to do, we have heard the gospel. And Father, may it be that you use us today to continue that proclamation of the gospel to the world, to these who are dying eternally, and that you would change their hearts and turn them as they hear the word which comes forth through our mouths, that they would not be, it would not be us who saves them. We know that it is you who saves them. We are just the messengers. And especially we ask that you would equip those elders and pastors and preachers, missionaries, those who proclaim the gospel in congregations and specifically in evangelizing. We ask that you would equip them with a great measure of your Spirit to clearly proclaim the gospel. And yet we ask that you would not leave all of us without your Spirit. That you would change our hearts and turn us and grant us your Spirit. That we, all of us here, no matter if we're a pastor or an elder or just a member of your church, we ask that the gospel would be upon our lips and that it would be very easy, that the word would just come forth because it is implanted in our hearts. And so we ask that we would be a people who meditates upon your law day and night, your word day and night, all the day. That what would come forth would be not wickedness and evil words, but it would be prayers and praises unto you. And it would be words in which we speak your word. Father, that people would hear and believe and be saved. Our Father, we thank you that you're a God who uses weak people and people who still have remaining sin. You use us to show that, and when you're working, even in the weak things of the world, weak people of the world, you are still strong and mighty. And that many, many people will be saved through these means. All of your elect. And so, Father, we ask that you would bring them in. That even if there are here any who do not know you, any of your elect, we ask that you would change their heart and turn them to you this day through the preaching of the gospel. That Jesus lived a perfect life, died a perfect death, and rose from the dead to grant us life eternally. He died the death that we could not die, and he lived the life that we could not live. Lord, grant us faith. And those who you have granted faith to, we ask that you would help our unbelief. Will we still continue in sin? Will we still break your commandments? The Ten Commandments, the two greatest commandments, to love you and to love our neighbor as ourself. Lord, forgive us and remind us of the promises. And as far as the east is from the west, so far you will remove our sin from us. Lord, do that even this day, for we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.